Happy, no, hi guys. It's 2022, so happy new year. I didn't make a podcast for like the end of the year, even Christmas. I wanted to do that, but I did not, because again, but it's amazing, and I've been amazing basically, and it's lovely that I'm back here again. I want to thank all of you that sent me messages, voice messages and everything, like checking up on me, people that had things to say to me, encouraging me, and I'm glad that I get to inspire people. Like I got like amazing messages from people, from listeners, and that meant so much to me. Like this little thing I do, you know, in my room all by myself on my phone, you know, talking about myself, my sexual orientation, LGBTQIA plus issues, and basically what it means to be queer and Nigerian, and people listen to me. I'm a nobody, you know, basically I'm like this very ordinary person, and I'm just like having people telling me that they really fuck with my podcast, and they feel inspired. So that was very beautiful. Thank you. It's been amazing. Like, I don't know, like this 2022, like this new year, I feel very fresh. And I know this is a cliche, but I swear, guys, like I feel very positive. I want to check up on, like, I hope that we're okay. I hope that we had fun. I hope that we did not, you know, experience any loss. I hope that we're happy with our families, our loved ones, our friends, whatever we're doing, we're excelling and exceeding. I hope for all of these things and more. And I hope that we all find love in the end. That was not, I don't know. But so guys, it's I'm just glad that I'm here again, and you all keep listening. Like the numbers keeps going up every time I check, it's like, oh, like I have like new listeners. And that was good. And I think there was something that Spotify did. What do you call that thing? I think it's is it Unwrapped or Recapped? I don't know. But you just know like how you've performed, like your podcast and people that listened, you know, the things, you know, it was just beautiful when I, you know, was like viewing mine. It was lovely. Whew, there's so much to talk about today, but I'll keep it very brief because I'm not, I don't know. Myself, you know, I am actually preparing for an exam for my master's, so it's been like something else. I mean, it's been normal because it's just a TOEFL exam. So yeah, I've just started studying, trying to like go over all of it, you know, I just started, so it's been fun. And I'm very excited to know how, just to experience that and know how it will, you know, be at the end of the day. So that's something. Yeah, so it's been taking my time, I would say, because I've when it comes to exams, I have to be like, I have to study fucking hard. No matter how easy they might be or whatever, I just have to like do what I have to do, or else I will not get the results I want to get. So if I study well, I would always pass. So that's basically so I've just been taking my time. Hopefully I get to pass and I would see what happens afterwards. But yeah, that's like the new thing I've actually started doing for the year, and I hope, you know, so that's my new whatever thing I'm trying to do. I hope that we all have, like, I know we all have things that we're doing, so whatever you're doing, I hope that you keep, you know, progressing in whatever field you are in. So that's just something I wanted to like put out there. Yeah, so let's talk about something today. Oh, Clubhouse, guys. I mean, I left Clubhouse because I had to study that app. My God, guys, it is fucking addictive. You have no fucking idea. It is fucking addictive. ADDIC, fucking TIVE. Like it's insane, guys. I swear, you would spend the whole day there. Like you'll never know what you're doing. So it was really taking my, you know, all my time. I could not talk to friends. You know, I've talked about that before, but I just hadn't like had a reason to like leave. So recently, I've not been there for like over a week now. So that's something. and I feel nothing. Like, I feel very good about it. It is very heterosexual also. So if you're gay, you would not really feel welcome. Like, you would not feel like you belong. Like, 90% of the conversations they're having, it's about straight people. Man, woman, love, relationship, marriage, 50-50 or not, who's going to spend in a relationship, why a man should spend money on you. Well, I don't, just those things basically. I swear, guys, I'm not even tripping. So all of those spaces that I go into, you know, most times they talk about those things and I can't really say anything. Guys, I can't fucking like relate to everything they're saying. So most things they're saying basically, and they talk about feminism a lot, but I've actually given up on men. I don't argue with men over why I should be equal to them, so I just don't really stress myself. Men are fucking dumb, and this is not me taking a jab or something, but I'm just sorry. So I don't really find that, like, it's not something I want to like spend my time on, but it's beautiful, I guess. But yeah, and even as gay people, again, there are things you can't it's so limiting for gay people, you know. Even gay people would come for you because you have certain views about how you want to navigate your life as a queer person. So all those things, I don't know how to follow the rule, and at the same time, I don't like hurt people's feelings. I have like a very, very wicked sense of humor. I'm sorry. Like, I like to have fun a lot. Like, I like to play. I like to talk about any fucking thing. As long as we've established the fact that we are fucking joking, any other thing else goes. That's how I am. Anything else goes. Like, I don't really care. But some people are not like that, you know. Some people still want to, like, oh, be careful and everything. But, oh, be mindful. I don't know. Just so many rules that I can't even keep up with. But hopefully, when I go back there again, if I decide to go back there, I would actually ensure that I create spaces where it's just very queer. And no matter what, just queer. And hopefully try to, like, not really say things that would offend people. Both straight people and queer people. That's another thing, so... But, and amongst other things, a lot of drama is going on there too. So, I don't know. Straight people dramas. So, it's just not even interesting anymore. But that's like one of those things that I've actually been... I mean, I would not say I've been battling with it. I've just like really zoned out completely. I made cool friends from there. The people that matter, you know, I still talk to them once in a while. And if it don't matter, I don't even know. I don't care. I don't know. But yeah, that's just what's been like up. So let's talk about something today. So guys, see, I want to talk about something. It's topic today, I know it's a new year, but we have to start this year very strong, very fucking strong. The topic today is why women should sleep with women. That's the topic, why women should sleep with women. I notice that I don't talk about sex a lot on my podcast. I don't know. I mean, it's not like I want to start it now, but I'm just saying. I think I've had like a couple of, you know. But yeah. Oh, guys, I almost forgot. So I made one episode one time, you know, some time ago about this bisexual girl that I met while I was in camp, in Enugu. So she calls and she apologizes and says she's sorry about what happened. You know, she should have been patient to me. And I said I was sorry too for being a douche. I should have actually given you time or whatever. And she's like, I have a boyfriend. Don't worry, I've told you many times. But I still like you. And I want to also like have sex. So the sex is on the table. And who says no to sex? I mean, she's very pretty to be fair. So I don't know. So the point is, I mean, I said what I fucking said, but I don't know. And I'm going to Benin very soon. I want to take my certificate from, you know, I have to take your certificate and hopefully I get my transcript. So I'll be traveling sometime in February and I might see this person and we might have sex. Now, do what I say, don't do what I do. That's the advice I have, because I know that it is not okay to like have sex with someone in a relationship, yeah, bisexual women and everything, but I don't know, there's just something about this person that could be fun. The idea of just doing something bad, like committing, not just fornicating, also adultery. I don't know if they are like almost getting married, I'm not even sure, but whatever. But yeah, she's been talking about sex and she tells me about all the things she would do to me when she sees me, so I beg, let's just be careful. So yes, yeah, that was just what I just wanted to be like honest with you guys, because I know I said I was really very offended and really irritated, but now she came and she was like very clean, like honest and everything. But now we don't even talk. I don't know, I've not called her because I've not called her since, and I guess I don't know, but I'll call her when I'm traveling, so I'll see her. So that's the plan, to see this person and fornicate. Yeah, that one is out of the way. Another thing I want to talk about, I wanted to like address, is something that I wanted to, you know, see, guys, see. I've tried it, it didn't work. There is no point trying to like change yourself to fit into, you know, to fit into other people's lives. Like, it is pointless. You feel very hollow and very, very just empty, basically, you know. It is very, very sad. You have to look for those people that would compliment you in terms of who you are and things you're going after. They can actually meet you halfway. It's not okay to like pursue people that like they don't even share your interest at all. It is not wise at all to do that. So, and I know that I am not easy, but I don't know, I just don't want to settle. I don't want to like shrink myself or any of those things. So, because I've like been meeting people and it's just been like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to not do like this or do like that. But I'm like no, that's not. When I meet people, I don't even demand much from them, to be honest. Women, basically, it's just be a woman and be nice and interested and fine and have a good sense of humor. Very important. Yeah. So I just wanted to say that in terms of meeting someone and thinking that you can actually adjust yourself to like fits into that person's life, that's like not something you should do. It is always going to like blow at your face. So let's just be very careful. Also, guys, see, something came up, and maybe I would have another episode to unpack it, like just make an episode about it on its own. See, what I noticed is, as a lesbian woman, I date women and likes only women and everything, there is how we're being ignored all the time by men, by straight men. You tell straight men that you're a lesbian, they'll think you're just, it's a phase, and their dicks would actually change you, you know, and you're just playing, like they should be involved with that thing because it's just for fun. That's how that's how straight men, cishet men, that's how they see lesbian relationships. I swear to God, it is fucking disrespectful. Now, for straight women, they feel like because you're dating a woman, right, nothing, like it's just bread and butter, like it's roses and like, I don't know, ice cream and mince pie or something. Like, you don't have any problem, you have nothing you're battling with, you can't even complain because women are perfect, they're the best thing that happened after, I don't know, sex or something. And do not get me wrong, women are lovely and amazing, but when we have things that we should also talk about, just as the way straight people talk about things that they are, you know, dealing with in their relationships, gay men do the same thing. Why can't lesbians do the same thing? Because you can't even say some things about women that you find offensive that they do, that we as women do when we're, you know, dating ourselves or when we're like together. For instance, domestic violence. When it happens in a lesbian relationship, like, no one even takes you seriously. Like, people think it's not even a thing. People think it's two women. You are like very soft and, you know, lovey-dovey, so nothing is gonna, like, it's just normal. Like, no one should actually care. So even if you complain to someone that, oh, you're in an abusive relationship, nobody would actually take you seriously. These are things that we face as lesbians, and I think we should speak up more, because I tried, but I didn't know what the whole thing was about. But being with a woman, it is not bread and beans, please, guys. Like, I beg. It is something I've actually been told many times by straight women. They think that dating men is hard, so when men are fucked up, we all know that. It's not me that said it, like, it's a very established fact, so no one should come for me. Then what happens is, go and date a woman, then it will be perfect, your life will be perfect, because women are perfect. No, guys, no, that's not how it works at all. That's not how it works. I don't know when. I know there could be nothing worse than dating a man. I swear. I know it's like the biggest disservice that, you know, that women can actually be. It is just fucked up. But I want to say that the idea that for women, it's like easier. I think that's like not a fair statement. And I think that we should be honest and careful when we make such generalization or observation or something, because it is very not true, guys. God, I'm sorry. I'm very thirsty, so I'm gonna take water now. Yeah. Yeah. So it is not true at all. So let's be very careful. Something I hear a lot. So when you have issues as a lesbian dating another lesbian, no one takes you seriously, because I mean, it's not a man. What could possibly go wrong? So, and I think that's like very, very unfair. We shouldn't be ignored at all. Like, we matter too, please. Even all over the place, like if you go to like movies and everything, like, this is how they sort of portray lesbian relationships. God, fuck Nollywood, I swear, fuck Nollywood. Like, it's fucked up. Like, I don't even watch the lesbian movies. Like, it's disgusting. They make it so all your directors, those fucking Nigerian movies or whatever, like, you should have like sense, please. Like, it's fucked up how you portray lesbians. Like, that is no how. Oh my god, I feel very irritated when I watch those things, I swear, guys. Like, it is, what are people thinking though? Like, is this, oh Christ, no one even takes us seriously. That's, it's that bad, from movies to even men, women, everybody. Like, they think we're just like, I don't understand. That's no, I have issues too. Like, I complain, I want to complain about women, how I feel towards them and how they make me feel, and the things I don't like, the things that I like, and just the same way you as a woman complains about a man, or you as a man complains about a woman, or you as a man complains about a man, let me as a woman be able to complain about another woman, because we also have feelings, and those feelings are also very valid. So I just don't understand why it's not even like, you can't even see certain things. Oh, that's not fair. That's been, I don't get it. Like, I'm sorry, like I've said it many times, and I'll say it again, women, I'm like, my whole life, nothing else matters but women in terms of my sexual attractions and everything. So if I have issues, I will say it with my chest. So no one should come and say we should not talk. So the point I'm making is that we should be heard, we should be taken seriously as lesbians, because we matter. Yeah, that's just one of those things. Now to the topic of the day. Hey guys, so I wanted to say something before now, but let me wait to the end. So I wanted to talk about why women should only sleep with women and not men. Like, I've made the argument some time ago that I feel like men, sex was created by God. If you're a religious person, please, this is your time to shine. Sex was created by God for men, not for women. That's just a fact. That's just a fact, because we know that for a fact. That is why you see men having much, you know, higher orgasms. They come easily. They just have everything easy as opposed to women. So, because mankind, we keep evolving. People keep demanding for more and keep wanting better things. Women wanted to experience orgasms. Like, I know that our parents, their mothers never even had orgasms. Like, some of them don't even know before. Even when they, like, after they didn't know till they died. Like, they didn't experience anything like orgasm. They had like 7 children, 8, 10, 5, whatever, but they've never experienced an orgasm before, and they have no clue about what it is. They just believe that sex is for men, you know, impregnate them and have kids. I swear to God, in the African societies, it is a fact, and we don't talk about these things well enough, and that is very sad. So I believe that's one of those things again, that the patriarchy, God being the king of all the patriarchs and the sexist king or whatever, I'm sure he did that intentionally. But women wanted more, and we began to like understand our bodies, and we began to demand for more, you know, the pleasure, the things of the world, you know. And I feel like we should keep doing that. So, but that was the case. It was created by God for men to be happy, and just women to just be like, I don't know. But one thing that stood out, one part of the story that they don't tell you is that now lesbians have made things easier for other women, because the chances of you having an orgasm, like I've said many times, if you have sex with a woman, that's point number one. Having sex with a woman increases your chance of having an orgasm. That's just a fact. When you sleep with a guy, you probably might not have an orgasm, or it's very low. You sleep with a woman, your chances multiplies, or even, I don't know, times five. You know, it is a lot. So I don't know, like, what do you want though? Because you fuck them, no orgasm. You fuck a woman, you have an orgasm. What else do you want out of life? I'm confused. Make it make sense. Because, and this is, I'm just saying, like, I just don't understand why, you know, because I've never really, I know there's like a lot of conditioning that happened and societal expectations and everything, but at the end of the day, when you go back to your private spaces within the four walls of your room or wherever you lay your head at night, and you think about all of these things and the things you want for your body, you'd realize that you want to feel pleased, you want to feel pleasured, and men would not really give you that completely. They just can't do that. Like, they don't think about that. Like, it takes only a few of them to actually settle down to do that. So you'd have a much more higher chance of having an orgasm when you have sex with a woman. That's point number one. That's why you should have sex with women and not men. I hope that made sense, guys. I hope that made sense. It's just way better. It is easier. It is much more comforting. Women smell better, clearly. They taste better. Oh my god. I'm even thinking about sex and I'm talking like it's been a second since I've last like had sex. It's been a longer second. And whew, wow, guys. Women are like so fucking sweet. Like lollipop or something, I don't know, or ice cream, because they are just so sweet, so soft, and they smell so fucking good. Oh my god, wow. Whew. I'm sorry guys, it's a lot to unpack. Like, I'm just like thinking about the women I've actually been with and how amazing it was. So beautiful. Women are like beautiful as fuck. They're almost perfect sometimes, you know. Like I've said before, whenever you're like having sex with a woman, I don't know how men do it, but women, they can show you, they can let you see things that they would ensure that they treat you like a king and a queen and more. Like, it's something else with women. So if you want to treat with respect, care, love, have sex with a woman, and you would experience all of those things. It's very important. Communication also. We communicate better, clearly. We talk better with ourselves. Men don't talk, you know. And this is not me trying to recruit people, because they said, oh, Tobawe, you want to like change everyone into, you know, being a lesbian. You cannot convert someone into being what they are not. Like, it is not even scientifically, well, let me not jump into conclusions, but the point is, no one can convert people into being gay or being lesbian, so whatever the case may be. Okay, you've always had it in you. Maybe that person just says like, or helped you like bring it out. That one is very true. But converting you from the scratch, like a clean slate, and saying you are going to be a lesbian, let me say this to you, become gay, that's not true at all. So let's be very careful. So I want men to like dig deep and find yourself. You know, there are so many things that you have to like really uncover, and if you keep limiting yourself, you would not have all these questions answered, and you'd never experience the fun that is life. Wow, I'm getting very deep. The point is, just to enjoy your sexual whatever, I feel like you have to ask questions and demand for more. And I don't think men have the patience for all of those things. So when it comes to like communicating, you see women actually talking about their feelings and everything. I mean, as opposed to men, you know, men don't really do that. They have like some issues they have to like battle with. I don't even give a fuck at this point. But when they do that, then maybe they can actually start talking about how they really feel about certain things. And women are already doing that. So it makes communicating easier. makes it easier, guys. But I want to like hit on one thing again. It's the pleasure that you derive from having sex with a woman. So, and it's just better, you know, having women like having sex with a woman is like, you know, lesbian sex like better than street people sex. It is better, especially for the woman. Having sex with a man, you don't feel anything. I'm sorry for you, but women just they take their time, you know, to make you feel good. And this is just the facts. I'm not trying to like change any or push any narrative or any agenda or something. It's just a fact I'm pointing out. You know, so this 2022, guys, have sex with women. I mean, women have sex with women. Don't have sex with men. They're assholes. They're fucking assholes and they lie a lot. They fucking lie a lot. I got a message from someone today about one guy that did something nasty and is like lying about the things he said to me and changing everything. I just think men are trash at the end of the day because, I don't know. Men are trash, guys. But some are beautiful. Some are amazing. And they know themselves. They are kings and more. But yeah, I would actually be studying in the next, let me see. I think I'll go on studying like in 2 hours from now. So that's like what I would do before I go to bed. It means that I'm coming to the end of my podcast today. But this is like a new year. Oh God, guys. I have guests I'm having on my podcast. I know I said it before. They've even been reminding me to like do it, but I've just like been nonchalant. But I'll do that very soon and have so many things I want to like talk about with you guys. And if you have questions or if you want to respond to anything, if you have queries, criticisms, opinions, just send it to me on my you could send it to me on my Twitter, I don't know, anywhere, or your voice message or something. I would love to listen to your feedbacks. If you have like suggestions as to the things that you talk about, also like topics you have in mind, guys, yeah, I want to be closer to my listeners now, yeah, so please send them to me also, voice message or my IG. God, I have an IG, my fucking God. Yes, please send it to me via, you know. But I just wanted to like talk about things I've been up to, you know, what my life has been like, why you should not sleep with men. Women, please, very important. Lesbians' lives matter. Like, please, guys, let us stop this thing where we just ignore lesbians. If I'm a lesbian, I could have used the lesbian word for a lot today. If I'm a lesbian, I can't say things I feel. I don't want you to come and tell me you're being too. That's very sensitive. Don't say it like this. Don't say it like that. Why do you... Like, if I want to say that I find women, I like boobs or I like big ass or something, like, no one should say I'm actually... What's the word they always say? It's not... It's escaped me, guys. Oh, my God. Sexualizing or something. No, I just... It is just not fair. You can't even talk about this women and saying I like women with like a big ass or something. Like, I don't know, guys. I do like women who have like big asses, by the way. So, oh, I'm actually... guys, please, let us talk about how we... Not just lesbians, obviously, even bisexual women. Talk about other women. Be honest about it. No one should actually judge you for having all of these, all these thoughts and opinions about women. So... It's very important. Lastly, I'll be getting a tattoo very soon on my lap. My mom was like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? But I won't have one. I'm going to get one tattoo sometime this month. Yep. I just have to look for time to go there. I've actually booked my appointment already. What I'm going to be having on my lap, I am thinking about writing something like the July Born. Then this lifeline thing on the monitor at the hospital, like, you know, when you're still alive, the whole o'clock and then lifeline thing, but it's just something shadow lifeline, very important. I like life, you know, so I want to do that. I hope it's not painful. I mean, I had like piercings sometime last year And I was like, oh, it's not painful. It's painful for like 4 days. My guys, hey, it was so fucking painful. And I had COVID. I could not keep up with it, you know. So it closed up. So it's closed up. Now I'm healed again. So I have to like open it again if I want to. I don't know if I should, but I'll think about it. And this is just me talking about anything that comes to my head. I've not really spoken to anybody for like a long time. You know, guys, I don't have friends at all, real life friends. Most of my friends are online, so. And I guess like not been talking to people. I just like, I don't have any interest. I talk to people that really have things to say to me. You know, I'm like pursuing my master's, trying to like get a master's somewhere outside Nigeria. I'm looking at Canada now, so. So people that can actually contribute to that, the people that I'm talking to, I call them, I ask questions and everything. But apart from that, I don't have time for another thing. I'm sorry. I don't have time for another thing at all. So it's just not my, I don't care. But I hope that we're okay. I hope that we're fine. I hope that we all live in houses where there are beautiful lights on it, where everyone is happy inside. God, I love that line so much. And this is where I would have to love you guys and leave you. But it's been lovely talking to you people. And I feel like I'm just like, I know I'm all by myself, you know, lying down and just talking about this, you know, anything that comes to my mind or my head. But I feel like you guys are here with me. Oh God, that was weird. I feel like I'm actually talking to people that I don't even know, but at the same time I know them, you know, so I would have made sense. I'll be leaving you guys now, but let's be safe, humble, and kind.